there, pet. How are you doing today? And is it okay if I call you a pet? Good. I want you to feel comfortable with me. So, have you read what I had for you? Yes, the little pamphlet with all the information. Do you have any questions about it? You have, you say. Well, I can understand that. This is all very new for you, is it not? We'll get to that later, pet. Yes, I will answer you. I have nothing to hide. Yes, really, pet. In these kind of relationship, it's all about knowing your boundaries, having some rules or guidelines. Both parties should be informed and open to discussion if the need arises. Yes, both before and during, at any time, really. No, nothing written is in stone. Everything is very individual. And, well, both sides have a say. Yes. If you agree to this, I will be your mistress. But in all honesty, we both kind of share that power. Oh, Pat. It's because everything we will do will be consensual. We both have boundaries and limits to what we're willing to do. No, I will not push you further than I think you can handle. But it's also very important that you tell me how you're feeling. If at any point you want to stop, we'll stop. Pet, I will only operate within the boundaries that we set. And if you feel the need to add more boundaries, we will do that. And after a while, we can also discuss if there's any changes to your comfort level or what you want to do. And also, since this is so new, I will start slow. No, I will not. This is the start, the beginning. I want this to be a good time for the both of us. You see, my intention is to take control so you can relax. Yes, just letting someone else take the reins for a while. What? No. Aw, come here. Please let me hold you. Please. You're not stupid, pet. And you're not weak. You're not some fuck-up or an idiot. You see, wanting to explore another part of yourself, it's normal. And you shouldn't be ashamed of that. But you have let others dictate what you are. And that's going to stop. And no, that doesn't include me. I made you an offer, and you accepted it. So whatever we do, it's consensual. I'm talking about others that have used you for their own benefit. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your life. But I am going to help you find out what you want and do everything I can do to enable that you achieve it. Buried underneath all that crap that's been heaved on you is a strong, independent person. I'm just giving you a hand to dig yourself out. That's all. Listen to me. When I said that, I was talking about the way you've been dismissed by so many people that you just automatically submit to their wishes and hope that they accept you. And that will have to change. Yes, as far as our relationship is concerned, you are submissive. And yes, you need a strong master. But to recognize that and choose to act on it, that's a very hard thing to do. Oh, pet. Only a strong person can make that sort of decision. And you have had plenty of opportunities to back out. But you have chosen to stick by your choices. And that shows inner strength. And even though you know that this decision can start a world of problems, you still stuck by it. And choosing to submit to someone else, it's something only a strong person can do. Oh, surviving all that shit that's happened in your life, it shows me just how strong you are. And there's no pleasure in dominating the weak, Ben. The whole point is that a strong person chooses to submit to your will. That they make a choice. I don't think it, pet. I know it. And to see you on your knees, it will just be a mind-blowing experience because of it. Oh, nothing about what we will do is unnatural. A bit unusual, maybe. No. I'm not judging you for having a little breakdown, pet. It just shows me what I should focus on first. You see, there are still some steps we need to discuss. But I want to show you your strength, the one you have inside you. We're all prisoners of our upbringings, Ben. All the ideas of how we should be and how we should act. People see themselves as progressive, but in reality, most things are regressive. Well, some views of old are still very much in effect today. Very out of date. But you need to find out what makes you feel good. And don't let the fear keep you from experimenting and trying new things. We have a lot to explore together, and I am so, so humble that I will be the one to guide you. And hopefully, with my help, you will see the new you, a more confident and sure you. Oh no, pet. You're a diamond in the rough, and I am here to, well, polish the edges. There's so much potential just waiting under the surface. I do have one little request for you, before anything. Please, for me, try not to put yourself down. You see, you're more valuable than the world to me. And if you find yourself unable to see the value, just tell me. That way I can guide you back on the right path. No, there will be no punishment if you break that one. I just don't want anyone speaking ill of my pet. Not even you.